to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
Here are the wines we're going to be discussing today. We have the Gamble Estates Yountville Cabernet Sauvignon, or Cabernet Sauvignon Blanc 2024. Corazon del Solomonoso GSM Blend 2022, Mendoza, Argentina. Whitehall Lane Napa Valley Merlot 2021. Ravana Cabernet Sauvignon, Napa Valley, 2021. Ravana Estate Cabernet Sauvignon, St. Helena, 2021. And Don Melchor Puente Alto Vineyard Cabernet Sauvignon, 2021.
Not a bad lineup.
Yeah.
I wish I had a nice big ribeye right now, Bob. That would have been made.
It's always tasting. Bob's fault.
It is Bob's fault.
Sorry, I produced the show, write the script, source the whiskey, and get your lunch and everything else, but I didn't get you a steak.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sipping time.
Hey, yes, it's sipping time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we're the best thing on at 2 a.m. or 4 or whenever you hear us.
You know what? I don't know that we're the best thing on at 2 a.m. anymore because, you know what? I was looking at my Netflix queue. It's been a lot of things I haven't watched in a while.
Well, you're the one that's up that late, so that's
the problem. I didn't get on until after midnight last night, and it's messed up. Then insomnia hits. You got to put on the Netflix. Did I put on the podcast? I did not put on the podcast.
What, this one?
Yeah, come on. I've listened to it already. I was here. I lived it.
People listened to
it? You know what? Okay. The beer shows are pretty good now, though. We don't do enough cigar sugars.
Well.
Justin, you're part of the cigar crew, right?
Yes.
How are you not doing more cigar shows?
Wow, that's a long story.
All right, whatever.
Well, this is Made Man Bob joining me today, our good old boy Justin.
It's a pleasure to be here and looking forward to drinking all this wine.
And good old Maury.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here today with some beautiful wines.
And good old boy Harm.
I was going to say it's a pleasure to be here with such beautiful company, but it's not. It's not a pleasure. The wine is better.
Oh, then what's in this table?
You took the words right out of my mouth. I won't disagree with you on that one.
Yeah, that I think just about anything better than what's sitting at this table. Good Lord. Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here are the wines we're going to be discussing today. We have the Gamble Estates Yountville Cabernet Sauvignon, or Cabernet Sauvignon Blanc 2024. Corazon del Solomonoso GSM Blend 2022, Mendoza, Argentina. Whitehall Lane Napa Valley Merlot 2021. Ravana Cabernet Sauvignon Napa Valley 2021. Ravana Estate Cabernet Sauvignon St. Helena 2021. And Don Melchor Puente Alto Vineyard Cabernet Sauvignon 2021.
Not a bad lineup.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't
sound Helena or Helena? Or Helena?
However you want to say it.
It's Helena.
However you want to say it. Doesn't matter.
Go to Helena.
Doesn't matter. Well, we're going to be tasting these wines and rating them with our 1 to 5 sips rating. Justin, pick one out of five and give us a one. Come on.
Oh, my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh, my God.
That was creepy.
Yes.
That was creepy.
Yes.
And that was 5 sips.
Yeah, that was, that was disturbing.
That sounded like 5 lashes, my friend.
Yeah. Well, let's have Harm tell us about our first wine.
Thanks, Bob. Our first wine of the evening is Tom and Colette Gamble family's wine. This is Gamble Estates, the Yountville Sauvignon Blanc. Tom and Colette Gamble started in Napa Valley agricultural, scene since 1916. The Gambles tended the land, transitioning from cattle ranching to grape growing, with Tom purchasing his first vineyard in 1981. The Colette family has deep roots in Napa Valley, contributing to the region's farming heritage since the 19th century. Tom's mother, Marianne McGuire, involved in establishing the 1968 Napa Valley Agricultural Preserve and safeguarding Napa Valley vineyards and wineries. The Campbells began bottling their first wine under the family name in 2005 and now cultivate 175 acres in Oakville, Mount Veeder, Rutherford, and Yountville. The first wine, the Gamble Estates Yountville Cabernet. I keep saying Cabernet because you
screwed
up.
Yeah, I did it, yeah.
Sauvignon Blanc, the 2024, 13.8% ABV, 100% Sauvignon Blanc. The appellation is, of course, Yountville, Napa Valley, 100% barrel aged, and it's on the lees for 6 months with 15% new oak. The fruit is from the 22-acre riverbound vineyard in Yountville, nestled against a large hill. This low-lying vineyard holds cool morning summer mist between the rivers, longer than everywhere else in Napa Valley. The color is a gorgeous straw. And this is a huge grapefruit bomb at first when it was really cold. Now it's warmed up. It's become much more nuanced. I'm getting flowers. I'm getting lemon cake. I'm getting almonds. I'm getting, again, the grapefruit's still there on the nose. And it's, you know, I generally do not like Napa Valley Sauvignon Blanc because too much barrel aging. But because there's only 15% new oak and most of this must be neutral, they did a really good balance here. I'm not getting that over tannic thing. I'm not getting like all that vanilla and all the lignin and tannin from those oak. I'm really just getting, they're letting the grapes shine here. It's got gorgeous fruit flavors. Let me have a sip real quick.
I think while you're sipping, I would say that aging it on the lees for an extra 6 months also helped balance and round it out.
Exactly, Maury. It's the 6 months on lees. It gives it a wonderful mouthfeel without giving it the tannin of the oak, just overpowering it. You get beautiful citrus notes. There's some minerality from the soil here. I'm getting it's not just a one note thing. You're getting minerality. You're getting great citrus. You're getting a beautiful acid, and that almond mouthfeel must be coming from the lees. It's rich. It's got a good medium finish. I mean, it's longer now that it's not cold.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Justin, what'd you think?
I got on the nose, salty, buttery grits, tangerines.
I don't get the grits, but the tangerines I'll give you.
On the palate, green apple, kind of a seltzer texture, sharp minerality.
That went away as it warmed up, but I saw what you're saying when it was cold.
And yep. It tasted like fancy candle, and the finish was clean and short.
Yeah, you are broken. Your soul is defective. What tastes like fancy candle? Were you a Marine? You eat the green crayons?
Didn't have the pleasure to serve.
Maury, please fix him.
He's beyond repair, I'm sorry to say. I am not a magician.
Don't eat the fancy candles, kids. They're expensive.
But I think,
only got to do that one time.
what you said, Harm, is actually spot on. I thought when it came out, it was a citrus grapefruit bomb. And it was very tart, a little bit of green apple. But with air and time in the glass, it's really blossomed into a delicious, balanced Sauvignon Blanc. The minerality is nice. The acid balance is nice. The flavors kind of dance on your tongue. I didn't get that spritzy seltzer texture that Justin got.
When it was cold, I understand what you're saying, but not now.
But it's extremely pale. My glass, it's nearly colorless. It's a very, very pale color. But don't judge the color. There's a lot going on in the glass. I think it's a beautiful rendition of a California Sauvignon Blanc. Bob?
I thought it was delicious. When it was cold, and just so the audience knows, when the wines, we always start out with them a little bit colder than they probably should be, because a lot of people do drink their wines way too damn cold. And then they sit here and warm up as we make notes. And it was a little bit tight when it was cold. But once it warmed up, the flavors just started spilling out of this thing.
like you said, the grapefruit's still there, but the citrus is there. The orange blossom is there. White flowers, the mineral note on it is delicious. Dry stone. It's, I mean, this is a really well done Sumlo.
Yeah. Harm, Martin and I are both pouring extra.
I think Harm prefers the New Zealand, but I really, when it's well done, a Napa Valley Sauv Blanc can be fabulous.
It's not that I prefer New Zealand. I generally think for years, California screwed it up by boozing too much oak. I really prefer.
This doesn't fall into that category.
Yeah, it's definitely not. These guys fixed it.
This one's delicious. So we're going to give the Gambler Estates Yentville Sauvignon Blanc 2024 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
I'm with you. I mean, they tend to over oak them in California, but
I carry good California Sauv Blancs at the store, but they're very rare, far and few between.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with a little bit of oak, but you're right. This wine does not need to be over oaked.
Yeah,
I still prefer the French, Maury. Well, the French, baby.
We'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back. We just finished talking about the lovely Sauvignon Blanc from Gambler Estates, the Yentville 2024. So let's move on to our next wine. We're going to have Maury tell us a little bit about that one.
Thank you, Bobby. Founded by Mudia Ravana, the man behind Napa Valley's Ravana Estate and Alexana Estate in Oregon's Willamette Valley, after making his first visit to Mendoza, Argentina, Dr. Ravana quickly formed a vision to plant a vineyard that could challenge the world's greatest examples of Grenache, Mourvedre, and Syrah. From Chateauneuf du Pape to Hermitage, the first vines of Grenache, Mourvedre, and Syrah were planted to Dr. Ravana's vineyard in 2008. And 3 years later, the first clusters were hand-harvested and put into a fermenter to co-ferment together. An interesting technique.
Do they co-ferment in Chateauneuf du Pape, or are they separate?
No, everything is separate. They even separate the block sometimes in the rows and then blend them. So this is really a novel technique. The first wine is the Corazon del Sol Luminoso GSM blend 2022 Mendoza, Argentina, clocking in at 14% ABV. It is 55% Grenache, 38% Syrah, 7% Mourvedre. It is 100% Corazon del Sol Estate, Block 13, Los Chacayas Estate, at 38-foot elevation, Uco Valley, Argentina. Organically farmed, double hand-sorted, whole cluster pressed, 7-day fermentation with native yeast.
This what does wine, double hand-sorted mean?
It means they sorted
like double
twice.
Double secret probation.
Use left and right hands?
Yes, correct. Aged 12 months in second use and neutral French barrels and rested at least 6 months in the bottle. So with that, it's got a beautiful deep garnet color. On the nose, there's definitely an overpowering cherry aroma, a hint of red meat and spice. The palate is a bit voluptuous. It's mouth coating. It's got some spice. It's got some smooth, rounded tannins. The finish is medium. It's a really lovely wine. I think it's a beautiful example of a nice GSM blend. It's interesting to see it coming from Mendoza. I think they've done a beautiful job with this wine. It really has no flaws. I think it's beautifully made, and I think it's enjoyable, especially with some food. I wish I had a nice big ribeye right now, Bob. That would have been made.
It's always tasting. Bob's fault.
It is Bob's fault.
Sorry, I produced the show, write the script, source the whiskey, and get your lunch and everything else, but I didn't get you a steak.
Well, this isn't exactly whiskey, but it is wine.
Totally pay you the big bucks, Bob. Anyway,
what'd you think?
Still waiting on those.
Yeah, you hit the main notes, Maury. I mean, when I think GSM, I think Chateauneuf du Pape, I think Southern France, and I think Australia. I never think South America.
But I like California. There's some California GSMs that are pretty nice.
Yeah, you've got the Rhone Rangers and all those guys doing stuff like that.
But I agree with you. It's you don't think Argentina.
We don't think Argentina. And I was pleasantly surprised.
Well, maybe now you will.
Yeah. Dr. Ravana did a good job here.
Justin?
Strawberry, so, dark fruit.
Sorry.
That's okay. All right.
I thought he was done pontificating.
No. I haven't begun to pontificate. I haven't got my big hat on yet.
Got my Elmer's third grade glue after it aired. Before
Please
then,
stop
I got
eating
fruit.
The glue.
Well, I'm getting
he rode the short bus. Of course he eats glue.
Once I was 10, I stopped sniffing and eating the glue.
That's why he became a lawyer.
But he does have a vivid recollection of the glue eating.
I do. Yeah. The good old days.
We call that pica.
I think this has got such a great...
You're a piker.
Maury said cherries. I'm thinking red cherries, but there's black fruit here too. There's strawberry here too. There's such a good balance of acidity and tannin. And... Where do you see the acidity and tannin coming from the glue?
I was using cherry on the nose, by the way.
That is what it is now.
My time outwitting morons.
It was fruitier, and now it's more glue.
What the hell?
On the palate, I got like smoked port and subtle fruits.
There's a lot of umami here, and I will give you smoked pork. I don't want to do it, but you're right.
Yeah, and that's what I got. The finish was unremarkable.
It's really fruity on the nose, more so than the umami, but the umami does come through later on.
It's underneath. Bob,
yeah, way underneath.
Bob, tell them why they're broken.
Here's Justin giving the review of the wine that we did before.
I like the unusual flavor of Thunderbird wine. It's an exceptionally good drink.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, good Lord.
Well, thank you.
Go back to sleep. This is lovely. I mean, this is a first for me, a GSM from Argentina, but I think they did a really good job with this.
It's improved with air and time in the glass. I think you'll be pleasantly rewarded with temperature improvement as well as aeration.
Give it 4 more years in the bottle to have some.
Mm.
We're drinking it young. We're killing babies here. We drink the wines they send us from the PR companies to, taste their wine.
Well, they don't send us library releases, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah. Sometimes they do. We've gotten a lot of library releases.
Once in a while we get some.
Yeah, but generally speaking, we're getting
usually what you're getting is
release.
What's going out into the stores.
That's right. And in the stores, what people are going to buy, they need to know that they need to give this a little time, both in the bottle or in the glass or both.
Americans don't do that. I tell people all the time, look, don't buy this, buy a case. Drink this one this year, drink this one 2 years from now, the next one 3 years from now, then keep going. All right, anyway, Bob, give us a rating on this wine. Yeah. Tell us what you want.
Let's move on. So we've got for the Corazon del Sol Luminoso GSM Blend 2022, 3 sips.
Interesting.
Nice little wine. Really well done.
I think it's closer to 4 because I got overrated.
Yes,
it improved with time.
So do I.
You're definitely overrated, Harm.
Overruled.
No. All right, Justin, tell us about Whitehall Lane.
Whitehall Lane back in 1993 when Tom Leonardi Senior purchased a small winery in St. Helena, originally hailing from Genoa, Italy. Their family history in San Francisco Bay Area dates back to the late 1880s.
I love how they say we're originally from Genoa, but our family history is from 1880s.
Come on.
Yeah, come on, man.
When Tom's parents settled on a farm in
Sonoma
County.
Those are the people who say Gabagool instead of Capicola. Sorry.
Since purchasing the original property.
He cracks himself up. Yeah,
I do.
The family now has 8 vineyards in Napa and Sonoma. They currently have 3 generations of the family involved in the business. Their winemaker is Jason Molton, who earned his postgraduate diploma in viticulture and enology from Lincoln University in New Zealand. Before Whitehall Lane, he worked at vineyards in New Zealand, Bordeaux, and South Africa, and has been at Whitehall Lane since 2016. Now we're going to talk about Whitehall Lane Napa Valley Merlot 2021. Clocks in at 14.9 alcohol by volume. From Napa Valley, it's 82% Merlot, 8% Cabernet Sauvignon, 7% Malbec, 2% Petit Verdot, and 1% Cab Franc, hand harvested and sent to the tank for whole berry fermentation.
The grapes were cold soaked in a tank at 45 degrees for 4 to 7 days and increased color, aroma, and flavor extraction. Fermented at 82 degrees, which allowed for hot extraction on the skins with twice daily pump overs. Aged in 35% new French oak for 20 months. On the nose, I got blueberries, plums, and biscuits. On the palate, the blueberries came through, and then I got heavy cream, and the finish was creamy as well. What did you think, Bori?
Well, I think you give a nice description of this wine. I do like the nose of the strawberry, and I get a little hint of rhubarb and along with the plum. I think it's got a nice mouthfeel. It's a little bit astringent for my liking, but we'll be back and talk about it further.
A commercial break again?
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and Maury was giving us his thoughts on the Whitehall Lane Napa Valley
Merlot. I believe he was waxing rhapsodic.
Yes, no, it's a really lovely... Something.
Wax on, wax off?
Sorry.
Brazilian wax.
Yeah. It's a lovely Merlot. The tannins need a little bit more time to mellow and integrate, but that aside, I think it's drinking nicely. It checks many of the boxes. It's a nice Merlot, especially for those who like bigger grapes like Cabs. It's got a lot of body to it. It's got a beautiful mouthfeel, and it's got a medium finish. I liked it. I thought it was nice.
Justin?
How's the wine?
So...
He talked about it.
I did talk about it.
He was the first guy on the show.
Blueberries, heavy cream.
Yeah. Bob's been drinking. Ignore him. I'm just going to say something.
Okay.
Look,
waiting for somebody to say something.
On the nose, it was all cherry and vanilla for me with milk chocolate. And then I reapproached and I said, where's this menthol coming from? I picked up the wrong glass. There's no menthol. That's the next wine that's
evolved.
You
picked up your pack of cools.
Yeah. No, it's the Cabernet that's evolved. But anyway, so this Merlot... On the nose was milk chocolate covered cherries and vanilla. On the palate is where I get those strawberries they were talking about. So strawberry, nice, good acidity, very integrated tannin, but the finish is a bit short, and that's literally all that takes this wine from a 4 to a 3 for me.
Remember that drink Quick when you were a kid?
Yeah, Nestle.
Kind of reminds me of Quick.
It's not chocolate, but it's chocolate as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I blanked out 20 years. So everything is like, you know, 10 years and younger for you for tasting notes. Sure.
Bob, what do you think?
Quick. Oh, my God.
Where'd you find him? It's not strawberry Quick. It's
no,
the chocolate
Nestle Quick.
Chocolate quick. No, they had strawberry too. So if
that's like
4 parts chocolate to 1 part strawberry Quick, you get this Merlot.
Yeah, you're right.
I can eat glue too, Justin.
You guys,
I can eat glue too.
You guys need to go back to the rubber room, romper room.
I never left. I resent that implication that I ever left, Maury.
Bob, why are our souls defective? Tell us.
That's a long discussion.
Yeah. There are doctors at Cal State trying to figure that out right now. I think this is a lovely, this is a really well done, well put together. Good example of a nice Napa Valley Merlot.
Hmm. The strawberry is definitely there. The red fruit, the chocolate is definitely there. On the palate. Hmm. On the palate, again, juicy. Got a nice mouthfeel to it. The acidity is mostly front palate for me. The fruit is there, the raspberries, the strawberries, the chocolate is still there on the back palate.
Nobody said raspberry, said you.
Yeah, I've got
broken.
It.
Broken.
No. And just, I mean, really, you
strawberry
know,
and cherry.
Well done. Well done. A very nice little wine. So we're going to be giving the Whitehall Lane Napa Valley Merlot 2021 a well-deserved three sips.
Well, what about you?
Interesting.
I think it deserves a little bit better, but it's really great for an entry-level Merlot from these guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, considering how much of it they make and you know, I mean, for the money, a damn good bottle of wine. So
Bob, you tell us about the next wine. Do it. It's your turn, baby.
All right. So Ravana Estates was founded by, how are we saying it?
Madhya
Ravana.
I guess. I'm from North India. He's not from North India. Whatever. Madhya.
Yeah, he's a doctor. And
now we're going to split hairs. Now we're going to split hairs between North and South India.
And look at this guy over here. Here's a urologist story. He doesn't have the net worth of Dr. Ravana.
I don't think any of us do.
Got a cardiologist who makes wine? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, starting on a family farm in rural India, through hard work and perseverance, he made it to university, then to medical school, then was accepted for a 3-year residency in internal medicine in New York. He made it from New York to Philadelphia and then finished his cardiology training in Dallas. After going into private practice and through friends with mutual interest, his wine interest began to grow. In 1997, after a medical conference in San Francisco, he met a realtor who showed him a property in Napa Valley and introduced him to Jim Barber, now Ravana Estates vineyard manager. They planted the vineyard in 1998, and their inaugural release was their 2001 Cabernet. So we're going to be drinking the Ravana Cabernet Sauvignon, Napa Valley 2021.
That would make it their 20th anniversary release, sir.
It's 14.7% ABV. Appellation is Napa Valley, Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, Merlot, and Petit Verdot. Fruit harvested from the Ravana Estate Vineyard in St. Helena AVA, a quarter vineyard in Atlas Peak, and Shiflet Ranch in Oak Knoll, and Panic Vineyard in St. Helena. The fruit is hand-picked, hand-sorted, and then wholeberry fermented in micro-fermentation batches. Barrel aged for 20 months and 60% new French oak and 40% once filled French oak. The color on this, just a beautiful, beautiful dark garnet.
Inky.
Lovely. Not a lot of light going through that. That's what I like to see. On the nose, blackberries, dark fruit. Black cherry. There's a mineral note to this, a graphite, almost a slaty nose to it. And on the palate, let's see. Black currants, dark black fruit. It's got a little bit of an herbaceousness to it on the mid palate.
I'm getting that herbal note right on the nose right away, dude. This is the one I was talking about, had a menthol note after I let it breathe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's got, I mean.
But it's subtle. It's like
very well structured,
but very subtle.
The tannins on it are nice. They're not overpowering, but well structured. It's got a nice, very well defined. This is a lovely wine. Really, really nice.
I thought it was quite delicious. It really drinks well.
What'd you think, Justin?
So I kind of got a late 90s Pier 1 Imports nose on this thing.
You know what? You laughed, Maury, but he's right. There's this incense note.
Mm-hmm.
I'm smelling the rattan furniture.
Right.
The incense.
Right.
And I'm smelling 90s girls.
Yeah.
Wearing a little bit too much patchouli.
Yeah.
I definitely get the rattan smell. I'll give you that.
And then on the
palate.
That's
a good way to describe it.
I got Jamba Juice with much less sugar.
Now you're just being a
No.
He's just making stuff.
I'm in a late 90s strip mall with this. It just takes me back to 1999.
Oh, late 90s, man. I was in my prime.